For the chairperson?
What's the name? No. How was that?
The question.
Okay, thank you. How are you guys? She's always with us. She's from the department. She's the business of the CLO. All of the time, and then she has several. Mahatran, who is the business of the CLO. And Lafayette left. Yesterday, I never asked
you. Oh, I'm Penny Apolaju. I'm from the department. I work underneath the Combrick.
The apology of the president who is going to an island with the president of my media. I think the minister is Honorable Fanny of them and Honorable Sweli. And one Namika will just take another. Any person of the apology?
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. You would have, I'm Mike Kenny from the Department of Culture, the Static of the Government. Would have been led this morning by Mr. Lucien Emo, who's our acting DG Sweet, but he also had to be accompanying the Deputy.
Members, PAPOS is here today. As you all know, the state of PAPOS, I think, will lead motivation, but this morning we got a hammer. We haven't got a fight for solar purposes, so I don't have a bed or now we start shaking the second. I know that there was a thing with this something issue, so we can put the passport and the something issue that has, I am out. I know what the challenge that you have on the issue of government. The CEO in sustainability came in, there was an issue of there was an issue of council level. And now, based on another report, I don't think we are impressed with the state of Turkey. The AG has already used one of the worst in the culture. So I will give over to the department first and then give over to the chairman, then we can introduce you to our state.
Thank you, Chick. Thanks for the opportunity. As indicated this morning, I will lead this delegation. From DAC side, obviously the ATACOS members will do a presentation. Questions will be answered, yes. As you also are concerned, we're also concerned with the situation at the institution. I think things have improved. We have been putting from the department side. We have made quite a big attempt this year to have a more effective monitoring system of our institution. That we now have quarterly, we just have done the assessment of the first quarter. It's a little bit longer than what we've been hoped for, but we have to start off clean from a clean sheet of paper. We are cleaning currently our second quarter review. As part of this exercise, we also have an audit outcome implementation audit improvement implementing plan, which the institution has forwarded to us. And we will have a look at that in the assessment of the second quarter. And we've also established boards where we engage on various issues. We've had a CFO forum, a CEO forum, our arts institutional sector forum next week. Tomorrow we have a heritage institution sector forum, and next week we have a CFO forum again, and then we have another CEO's forum the week after that. The week after that we have an arts institution forum again. So we are putting measures into place to assist the institution to have a more effective oversight role, and hopefully that will improve the situation at our institution. Yes, because we also got a little bit of concern about the institution's rating guidance.
Anyway,
Mr.
Rashan, what about you?
Good morning to you all. My name is Jerome Jim. I'm a council member of PACO.
Good morning. My name is Jericho Owe. I'm attending such direct PACO. Seconded by the coordination.
Good morning, my name is Police Officer.
I'm Rudy Rashamed, PACOS. Chairperson, I don't know if I should continue. As I said, you know, life,
we have received the invitation to appear in front of the portfolio committee, chairperson gives instructions to invite all the council members. Certain council members, we have one resignation, which was a deputy chairperson, Ms. Jeanette A. Desart. Part of that, we only have been six council members. So all of the council members were invited to be part of the delegation. We have two apologies out of, three apologies out of that. Ms. Marlene Peterson, she's writing an international exam, she could not be part of the delegation. Mr. Arizona Poole, due to the pressure at the departments in the province, she could not be with the delegation. The municipality also focuses on the overseas trip, not with this delegation. We extend the invitation to the union representative to be part of this delegation, to appeal as to what is going on through this proceeding. They declined to attend this meeting. We also had our communication and marketing manager, which is Memory Topati. She is all sick, she could not be with us. Those are the privileges that I have.
Just mention a comment about the meeting. You have seen Mr. Balukon is working for the summit.
Yes, he's an employee in the summit.
How about the employee of the summit as the customer?
You are also in the previous country.
How about the business? How does the minister appoint a council member who is a chairperson? Yes, and
he doesn't really work for the Department of Arts and Culture. He works with for the provincial Department of Arts, Culture and Sport.
That is the problem. How do we have a council member who works for a provincial government, which has got... I can't be a council member of National Heritage Council or a council member of learning even national... I can't be a council member of course. How does a person who works for the department... I think members are very important of that as a person, because that is a conflict of interest actually. I think it's one of the issues that must be written to the minister about them. Can you pass that message? You can't have a council member. Even if that person is wanted by the state as a province, that cannot have to know you as a member of the council. You see, unfortunately, I'm sorry for that suggestion. If your unions are not coming here, that is the undermine the portfolio committee. Because members, the same unions are the same unions who've been writing to me, saying that they are not coming. That is also, like this love letter that we have here, it's one of those issues. The union members now are not here when they're right? So you can send the email. And why is your communication with the manager? She is obviously, I think you like she was sick when we were supposed to come in. Is she running away from the report committee or is one of the issues? I know I'm putting you in a high court, but I don't know something that's what she has to
offer. Well, as I think part of the presentation, I want about to explain here.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that I want to highlight is the way we got into the institution.
Okay. Let me just allow you now to go with the presentation because maybe you might answer the question that I'm sorry, never to get to.
Yeah, as we're about to go on in the presentation, I wanted to highlight that when we started this last year, October, which you see now the highlight, right? 25 months into the transfer. Took over this council in 5 months after the beginning of this year's financial year, as we are putting it today. There's a big culture of the PACOPS when we got there. I said, number one, the first thing that we must do is that no matter what has happened, we're going to move forward. And we're not going to be intimidated as a people assume when it has it. One of the big issues that I think has been highlighted for some financial support is Charlie, I don't know, sounds like a reputation for my things. Right. And things that we done wrong. And people just come up with accusations that they can't sustain GP. We had that typical example with the suspension of the former CEO. We're just accusations meant with the hospital. Not to make it work on to pay again because if you want to touch our life, we wouldn't want to attend things in a formal manner and bring up the truth. So let's engage in meetings in a proper way. I don't know what they think is running. But from what I said, I'm not sure that's what I'm doing. We're going to try to get things done. Get the things going. Deal with the challenges that we have. Because correct and get this institution moving forward. And I think that's what we've done so far. You see the presentation, say from where we started, from where we are. And I think the department can also agree with that fact. The purpose so far was really to facilitate them everything that is required. And we do thank the department for the effort that they showed to us in appointment of Dr. Kiso, Chief Director, assisting us, assisting the institution. So, the challenges are always there, but we are formalizing purpose. We are getting purpose to the institution, like purpose to the institution. For the presentation, I would allow that the demo of our team's people to take us through the presentation. I think it was forwarded to the committee.
Process, procurement, grant contract and asset management, the transferring of the funds, the revenue and expenditure management. Then what we try to do, we try to do the summary in terms of the institutional challenges that we have faced or that we are still faced with country. And then we'll have our conclusion. I'm going to move on. The purpose of the presentation is to brief the portfolio committee on art and culture on the overall performance of the performance center business during the previous financial year, which was 2011-2012. Then to provide an overview on activities in response to the constitutional legislative mandate, the policies, program and corporate plan. The other purpose is to solicit the portfolio committee input on the strategic intervention that they may be required to fulfill the constitutional and legislative mandate in order to achieve the vision and the mission of the performing arts center of the Free State. In terms of our vision and mission, we have agreed, or in terms of the council, that we have to be an ultimate professional performing arts destination. We discussed it in more details in terms of the professionality, what we put in together in terms of the arts. Because we've got all different forms of the arts. The arts itself, we've got drama, we've got dance, music, we've got play, and all those. So we try to be as far as much as possible to be professional as we can. The mission is to make a presentation of quality, transformed performing arts. The mission is also based in terms of what the national government intended to achieve when we talk in issues of heritage, issues of social cohesion. So we try to bring all those in the quality of those in the point of the performing arts. That's our mission that we intend to achieve. Coming to the background and overview of the institution, I would like to say to you, to the committee, just to make it aware that how the council, the role of the council in terms of the act. At the previous council's term, which is about 3 years ago, which ended in August 2019, that was being appointed by the Minister of Agriculture, in the new council, she was the deputy. I think the resignation was based on the pressure that he had at work. The reason he never attended any of the new and she cited the reason that he had been under pressure from the office as he was working in the premier's office. And the new council was appointed in October. I would also want to make this honourable members aware. We in the institution were faced with a serious challenge on the transition of old council ending term and the new council appointment. It took us about 3 to 4 months before we settled out. And the serious challenge we had was the putting of the delegations, because some of the delegations were based on the chairpersons, and while we never had a chairperson, we end up running to the department to say, how can the department ask us to perform? Because we have to make operations continue. Make payments, and there were certain amounts which we had to decide with the chairperson. While we never had the chairperson in that field, we went to the department and we asked for an assistance. I think MediNet was given an extension of 2 to 3 months period to continue while the new council was taking to be appointed. So those were some of the challenges that the institution faced. But new council in October was appointed by chaired by Mr. Rudolf Rashama that we have him with us today. Some of the activities that the new council got involved with, as Mr. Mike Rainey has indicated, the involvement of the department in the monitoring or governance unit of the Department of Arts and Culture came up with this issue of the monitoring and how to go about, and then it was prepared a document called Shareholder Conference. The shareholder compact is accompanied our strategic plan, our performance plan, and our infrastructure plan. So that is where the minister would be is giving the guidelines as to how the minister will communicate with the chairperson for the institution. It's giving the direction with what is called minister and chairperson support, where the minister will have to meet twice in a year, once in a quarter, to meet the chairperson of the institution, just to address the issues, the challenges, and the way forward as to whether the institution is being right at the moment. I think this is down for the national government, where the president signed the delivery, or the issue of where the minister would say, I'll deliver this certain outcomes, and the president can be. This is on the basis of the shareholder conference, where the minister and the chairperson of the council of the institution would say, we commit you to deliver.
that's your whole contract was signed between Mr. The Minister Honorable Mr. Dillon, who is the president, Mr. Rudolf Pasha. Those were the activities of the council. As we know, their role in this council is to do the oversight. One of the problems that we had when the new council was appointed within the institution, there was an executive council which was formulated due to the fact that it was suspension of the CEO. So in terms of the TFMA compliances, the accounting authority at that level, due to the suspension, was not existing in the institution. So the council decided to formulate the executive council, which was consisting of two members of the council, which was the chairperson and one of the members, to play the role of an accounting officer within the institution. But later on, due to non-compliance with the government, the Department of Arts and Culture, the National Association of Institutions, decided and said, there's no way, the governance does not allow the institution to operate at that level. In the fact that the council members has to play the monitoring role, they cannot play the referee, they cannot be a reference player at the same time. Hence now, the council has no issue that the executive member, which was consisting of the council member, actually dissolved, and then senior person within the institution to be appointed as an CEO to play the role of an accountant to comply with the governance, with the guidance of the national government of Arts. That has happened in June, July, this current year. Those are the roles that the council has played. One of the other issues that I need to highlight, in terms of the delegation of authority, signing powers coming to the team, the chairperson of the council is for 30 minutes in terms of have to sign our second team, for instance, 1 million payments for the institution. The CEO of the company authority would be recommending the chairperson of the council in our vote. That's in terms of the delegation of the authority, which is one of the key requirements. Moving on, I'll be getting to the slide related to the human resource management. I'm not all around the honorable members. I'm taking my team with Mr. Alexander Rolista, which is involved with the human resource, will be taking us through this slide and taking us in terms of how the institution has been operating in terms of the human capital.
If the chairperson of the honorable members will allow me to hand over to Rolista to take us through the slide, I'll appreciate it.
Thank you, Honourable Members. And obviously, we're going to review the subcontinent of Papua for 2019. Good composers. Right? During that period, the CEO was suspended, and the artistic manager was suspended. And what cost irregular? So that is where that chunk of the money is coming from. But as we see the thing here, in October of 2012, we all thanks to the money. The name of the artistic manager was finalized. This president of the NSA and the government. So he's in this office. At the moment, we're sitting with we suspended the assistant development manager. The case was handled internally. Appointed the service provider tennis to assist us with a salary for the project. That project came to
overhaul the whole human resource project. One being that we must make sure that we create two ways of our society. In this way, we are able then to equalize the society as because as where we're sitting now, we have not devoted to have like people in this class. However, it seems having to even today. So we are in the process of intensify that so that we will comply with the regulations and enable them to say how we make sure that also, I'm going to make sure that we give the skills development act, making sure that we skill those employees that are working there. Coupled with this project at the end, the employees have a recommended management team is going to make sure that we're back then do what we are going to do. Honorable members will know in the report, the Vice General also picked up that we did not perform 57% of our funding. One of the reasons is that funding beyond the commercial incentive, that's why we need to see it. Second reason was that the suspension of those in portfolios, I mean, we are increasing the budget, but also we want to be those in commercials in the investment. I think I will sum up here. Where we are now, we went through a direction there. We overhauled the whole human resource management system. We did the same things, number of women. Some direction on how we go.
Thank you, President. Thank you, Honorable. I'll move on to the next slide. Our next slide is also relating into our key areas, which is called artistic performance. The highlight of the year that we were involved in that particular festival year. If the Honorable Member of the Commission will also allow me, I'm also not allowed, and I'm quite pleased to forward to assist or to tell us, to us through this presentation as his charge. Was an acting assistant director.
Thank you very much. When the department is pop art and culture, someone is going to pop up. The artistic plan was very late at that time, it was approved by the previous council. So all we did was just to ensure that that artistic plan gets unfortunately executed. So that you can't change some of the council. So that's what I did, which had the highlight of the total reduction that I did. And at that time, the purpose was only performing at the prison house. So they would go out there and buy the show and stage the show, which in my one of the turning around strategies, I've made Hakops now into both a producing house but also producing house, because when you are a producing house, you are able to actually face off the local artists. Because you call auditions, people come, and then you commission the play. So in that way, local artists are benefiting a lot. And the only best way to do that was to meet the local artists and the highly professional artists, so that they can actually, while the production is in the head, but they are also learning to get another level. And so this is what I really started to do. leaders of challenges, because Kapok is in a prestige as a position house. Position house must contact individuals and you must pay individuals. It's unlike when you're buying. You don't just buy it. You pay a producer. So we are dealing with those issues from the, at the moment, but I think it's getting somewhat, because we've done at least about 8 productions this year that we are producing ourselves and creating opportunities for each other. So, and also, when I arrived there, there was no development program. So we also introduced a development program that is developing the young artists of the state. And we have training classes now at PACOPS and other agencies for the youth of the school. And then we also identify the potential shows, we mentor them, and then let them talk about the system so that we create support for them. And also we are providing our recording studio, which we are not working for many years. We are recognizing the talent out there, giving them the opportunity to perform a couple of smaller venues, and then that will lead to them recording a demo that they will be able to market themselves. So basically, those are the interventions that we are doing today. I will maybe talk more about them when people are asking questions.
Thank you, Mr. Boy.
Thank you, Honorable Minister.
I'll continue with my slides. The other part of what we have in the presentation, honorable members, is the infrastructure or capital project. I just want to give a background to the honorable members. Last year, when honorable members visited the institute, we are sitting with a program where we have been receiving the money from the national office to implement this infrastructure. Due to the lack of the leadership, we have been sitting with the money for about 3 years in our investment account, which could not be rolled out. One of the challenges that we had, as you can see on the presentation, we just show you the completed one of the projects, which was the leaking of the roof of the whole complex. So that project has been completed. It cost us almost 9 million, which we had almost 10 million to do that project. So far, we have stopped the lead leakage. That project has been finalized, completed. It's one of the outcomes of the capital project. From there, I just mentioned there on top, completed infrastructure project is a complex of the roof. The also one of the capital projects which we had to do was to change the motorizing machinery in the duplexes here, the one which runs the curtains, changing the curtains, to put it to make it electronic. It used to be manual, to make it electronic. That project is also be completed. The other one was the lighting and the sound system. The lighting which when the theater plays changes around, that has also been completed. The sound system, we have to change the sound tests. That project is also being completed. It cost us almost 4 million, which was provided or budgeted for. We bought about 3 sound systems. So those are the completed projects so far. And we went further to look at the current infrastructure project. Because initially, when the institutions requested the infrastructure money from the national office, the program was to execute those projects. What the institution decided to do, what the business council decided to do, was to go out and appoint the engineering company or consulting company which will assist to put together what we end up calling it the master plan. The master plan was taking us through the whole complex, what's wrong with it. That complex almost had about 8 years not been refurbished. So all those roles was the issue of
the public works taking care of that building. Unfortunately, public works not coming on board, so the building ended up being dilapidated. A lot of things was going wrong in the building. So we went ahead and requested the company called Barberetti, the engineering consulting company, which includes the architect, the quantity surveyor, and the civil engineering, electrical engineers within that Barberetti institution, which came and goes through the whole complex and say, in terms of your lifts, the motorizing, the electronic part of it, you need to do it this and that. So all that is part of the matter. One of the biggest problems we had was the air conditioning. Honourable members will remember we explained that we had three buildings which shares one air conditioning, which is centralized with the CSSR building. By us, we don't have a control, but the main provincial government building is the one which is in charge of it. And that air conditioner, when we have shows in the central places, when it's hot, hot. When it's cold, it's cold. So we never had a control of that air conditioner. But one of the projects that we interested is that we requested capital funding from National Arts and Culture to implement our own air conditioning within our own complex. So it's one of the new projects that we are involved with. And one of the challenges was the offices with the old air conditioner, which was also being centralized. So it's one of the projects that is ongoing currently. I would say in the presentation we said those current capital projects that are listed there, they started in July. We anticipated them to be finished by the end of November. I think it's one of the commitments which was made to the portfolio committee members when they were there last time. Next time when we've been called to this portfolio committee or when this portfolio committee visited us, they will see those projects which are listed in the site that they would have been implemented. I'm talking about the said, look, this is the new carpet. That carpet has been bought, cost us about 1.2, 1.5 million. It was manufactured in the country in Eritrea. The only problem with it, it has not been installed because the second project within the complex is to do the occupational and health and safety, the upgrading of the bathrooms in terms of the disabled. So the complex, the self-duplices, the whole complex, the other anti-Tigonian theater, we had to refurbish all the bathrooms within the complex. Now, the only portion which is left now is to, we've got three floors in self-duplices theater which has to be refurbished in terms of the bathrooms. Immediately when that project is completed, we are anticipating it to be completed in November. By the 20th of November, the new carpet will be installed. One of the problems we had was in the offices in the administration block on the second floor. We went and renovated those offices as part of the new project with the new air conditioner within the offices itself. The other project was with the fire and smoke detector system. The problem we had with that was that when there's a fire anywhere in the building, we could not identify it. So this project would assist us. It's got a central unit and the security where it will be indicating if there is a fire within the building, we'll be able to execute extinguishing of that particular fire. Because we put a multi-purpose system which can give us the fire and the smoking at the same time. The building itself, when it was done in the past, it never accommodated any of that. The only part of it it had was the sprinkling system could not detect that when the fire is taking place. One of the projects is the workshop theater. The workshop theater, we had a problem with the roof. The roof of that section where we used to have machineries where we were doing the sets for the production. That roof was also leaking. So we decided to convert that workshop into a venue, whereby we decided to start with the roof, to get the roof to be at the standard where it would accommodate how the venue is going to look like. So those are the current projects that we are busy with. We are anticipating them to be completed by the end of November the current year. There's other federal projects which we are still anticipating. I mentioned the air conditioning one. the challenges that we had, then the condition with the master plan condition, the anticipated cost is almost the $2 million. We went to National Office Agriculture requesting that the $2 million were not being provided as the $2 million because of the other institution to be shared. Mr. Mike will agree with me. What happened? That $32 million request was split into two. This current financial year we can start appointing and do the tendering processes of this air condition. The other portion will be released in the following financial year where we'll start in the new plant. So these are challenges that we are faced with. For us to implement the whole master plan is a funding problem. We could not do all the master plan. We have about 11 projects within the master plan. But the ones that we are currently executing, they were already funded. There's almost about 6 to 7 projects which we still anticipate to implement depending on the funding availability from the national office from there. One of the major problems that we still, I think we have covered this in our challenges, the complex still does not belong to the institution. It still belongs to the public works. I always raise this issue when we attend the CEO's forum, the CFO's forum, the National Office, say we are busy implementing the infrastructure project according to the IAMA Act. Immediately when the institution is finished completing the project, must hand over that project to Capital Works, be accounted as an asset of the Capital Works, with the public works. In this case, we don't know where we stand. We are questioning AG in this sense. We are receiving this money, for instance, the air conditioning, $2 million. Once we finish with this project, well, who does it belong? Does it belong to the institution or does it belong to the public works? Because the institution has not yet owned the building itself. So it's one of the major problems that I face with particularly coming to the construction. I will also make some highlights with two similar problems. We have the generators, which is a backup generator, are old as far as 28 years old. One of the generators which support the St. Lucas system as a backup does not work. We requested a service provider to tell us how much is it going to cost us. They are talking almost 60,000 or 6 million for us to repair or to replace, because that is for that overseas and the parts are not available in the country. Once the power fails in the complex, we cannot have a backup. So it's one of the problems that we are faced with, and it's not only one generator. There's another two generators which support the building and support the Higgins Theater. We don't have any funding to replace or to maintain those infrastructure, those machines. And then the third one major problem, we used to have what you call the depot lift. The depot lift used to transport from the ground floor issues like the car, it is going to be put on the stage and the tech stage. That depot lift is depleted, it's completely not in working. We asked this Barbaric to assist us to see as to how could we be able to fix this type of machinery. The engineering with the electrical engineers, they came and they told us we'll need almost $40 million to repay it. We always go to DEC and say, these are the challenges that we face in terms of the infrastructure. How can we be assisted? I'll move on the infrastructure projects to the next slide. The next slide, I think it's the key why we are here. The previous ones was the just mostly of the information that they're now sharing. This slide is in terms of the financial figures. If we go to the annual report, the first part is actual versus the budget, that's the financial statement 2012.
I'll draw the members to, I'm not sure which page is that.
On the annual report, I'll draw members. It should be on page 60 of the annual report, it's on page 8. It was the end of the report. I think there's somebody in the last bottom lines of this body, put it on the slide. Just to highlight the members that we find ourselves on a deficit in the debt financial year based on those two categories, the revenue and the expenditure. 2012, coming to the revenue, we had spent, or we actually collected about 39 million, while the budget we had about 42 million. That has put us on under collection of the revenue of almost 2.6 million. I'll give you the background of that. The reasoning behind that is the issue of we anticipated the shows that will bring into our theater to assist us to generate that type of income. One another thing that we have made that additional income is that we're looking at the investment, capital money investment that we had in our investment account to generate the interest of that. But unfortunately, it never happens in that way that we collected almost 2 million. We under-collected almost 2.6 million. One of the things that the boy was raising was we used to be in the receiving house. So the receiving house is to go buy the productions. So if we could not buy those productions which generate income for us, we faced with those type of challenges that we could not collect enough income in our theater to raise to generate enough income. The other part is coming to the total expenditure. We actually spent 45 million as compared to the budget of total 42.5 million. That has put us on about 3.4 million overspending. The reason for that is we as management, we find ourselves, we are caught under guard, I'll call it in that way, because AG would say, graduating implementation of property plan, you should budget for the implementation under your actual budget. Now, we, in terms of management, we're treating the depreciation as a non-cash item. We're saying depreciation is not coming to our basis of preparing the financial statement is a non-cash item. So coming to the budget, we never took the depreciation into account. We never budgeted the depreciation into our budget. Hence now, that 3.4 million, that is based on the depreciation which was cost by the property property and plant in terms of the graph 17. That is where we find ourselves, because we never budget for the depreciation. AG would say, you should have, you did not. So that is part of your expenditure in terms of, they put that figure through the books, but it's non-cash item. We don't take anything, there's no money that we pay out in terms of the debt, 3.4 million, because it was based on the depreciation. That is where we find ourselves on the 6 million deficit. But we have done what we're supposed to do as management. We requested the condonement to the department, national department, as we find ourselves in that situation that because of those two figures, we could not. We find ourselves on the deficit. From there, I'll just brief or take you through on the current status of the financial report as we go in, and how they be ending in September or ending in October, 6 months of the financial year. Then I've tried to break it down per program in terms of program one being administration, program two. This is not part of the annual report because the current year. Program one is administration, program two artistic, program three is technical director. This is just give the honorable member the indication as to how fairly, how far have we gone in terms of our spending towards our budget. Our budget we've been given allocated a total of 51.5 million. The extra financial, the first quarter we spent 12.8 million of that, the second quarter we spent 11.5, which totaled to 24 million. So when you take between 4 million or 51 million, we almost 50% of our spend. So we'll say the way we have been taking our financial spending, they're in line in terms of deliveries and achieving our objectives. We are anticipating another 50% to be spent in the following financial year as things are going and spent in terms of our annual performance plan. can I, and then I'll move on to the next slide. The next slide is the is based on the annual report, the Auditor General opinion in terms of our audit outcome. We unfortunately got the qualification in terms of the Auditor General in terms of the audit opinion. We, as management and the audit committee and the council members, we disagreed with the Auditor General in terms of their opinion. As when you go further, we find the basis of the qualification is property plan and equipment draft, that's 17, which also takes us back to the issue of the depreciation, which makes us to overspend. The other challenge is that AG was saying we did not evaluate the residual value and the useful life of the assets at the reporting date, according to Graph 17. We had a long discussion with the AG on that basis. Unfortunately, not we gave up, because otherwise, if we do not agree with the AG, we are going to get a disclaimer based on this matter. But we finally not gave up the tower. We say, AG, take it low. Because there are reasons. We as an institution, we did got the professional consulting company outside to do the evaluation of this resource. Now, that has happened. Now, AG, when he comes, he say we did not, the residual value and the useful lifespan was not evaluated. Now, he say, here's the proof that the specification of this consulting, which assists us with got the, what you call, they got the know-how, knowledge, how to evaluate, which basis do they use. They've done 1, 2, 3. Now, according to the AG, they did not do enough. I'll just give you an example. We said, AG, given those assets that you felt were not evaluated, unfortunately, AG could not provide us. One of the examples that was provided to us in the meeting was that the piano, the, I can't remember, Yamaha piano, for instance. Yeah. Or Yamaha piano. Which we have the ones which are 25 or 26 or 15 years old. The value in our asset for that particular asset is 8,700. Now, the AG manager would go to the internet according to his explanation. He goes to the internet and type in Yamaha and he look for the price. He find the price of that is $350,000. Now he's saying our asset, that the Yamaha asset is undervalued because we say $7,000, but according to the internet outcome is $300,000. You say, but how do you compare the two? It's aged, it has a depreciated value, it's old. The one that you look, has it been depreciated or is it in a new way? So those are the arguments we have with the AG. But the honorable members, we could not win that part. But what is surprising also, in the previous financial year, we also had a company which assists us to do the evaluation of this asset. And we were unqualified. So the following year, we also had a company to do the evaluation, then we were qualified on the same basis. We are saying, AG, you are not consistent, you are very subjective to us. In terms of, you are not consistent. The previous financial records in terms of the property and plant transferability, we are unqualified. This year, we are qualified because your what you could not prove, your basis is not the same as what was used in the previous year. But we could understand we're not having the same AG team which audited the previous financial year. It was the new team in the new current financial year. So we said we'll take the matter further. We took up this matter with the National Center in terms of when we go now, when we disagree with the AG. What's our basis when the AG, the audit committee also got involved in terms of the AG cannot, well, put their weight against us. That's what the basis. When you ask, give us your facts in terms of which assets are those. Honorable members give it an example, is the one on the one on the other. Anyway, moving on that matter, the action plan was that we said There's nothing we can do at the moment. What we have to do, we have to work towards implementing this facility. We have to get the qualified professional people to assist us. I'll just give you an example, honorable members. We have different categories of assets in the institution. We have the sound, we have the lights, the equipment, those are normal within the institution. But the one we are achieving within the institution is the lighting equipment that we have. It's one of the categories that is outdated. It's also challenging in terms of the attendance. The sounding systems that we have. We have a sound desks, which also been outdated, but at the moment we replace them with a new one. Now we know exactly what they're doing. So we say, as an action plan, we'll be seeing that the full proper implementation of the RAF 17 is taking place, whereby in this case we'll be asking AG, when this consulting are coming to evaluate, to AG to be part of this process. So that when the consulting are not doing it correctly, AG will say, we were part and parcel, we won or we advised, and we asked this action to be taken. So that's the only way we said we'll probably this challenge is failed. The other problem we had, the institution does not have a finance manager at the moment, and the supply chain. The asset management is falling under supply chain manager in terms of the treasury and regulation. So not having supply chain manager, they've been part of the challenge that the institution could not fully concentrate on the asset management components of the institution. I'll go further and continue with one of the matter, which is the emphasis of matter by the Auditor General. No member must take into account, these are not part of the qualification paragraph. The only qualification paragraph of the institution is that property and fund, which is related to paragraph 17. The emphasis of matter by the Auditor General is saying, we have done the work, but not on time full. For instance, irregular fruitless and wasteful expenditure. According to the AD, this 3.3 million, the institution has incurred of that. One of the processes that the institution is following with the national office is that we are giving an opportunity to request a condonement either to the national department or to national treasury on those irregularities which has happened in the past. At the moment, the summary of the 3.5 million is we seriously, in the previous financial year, according to the note on the financial statement, we had about 10.1 million on irregularities. And then in the current year, we become an opening balance in the following year. The following year, we also incurred about 6.7 million, which ended up being 60.8 million. But the 3.3 million is only based on the current financial year, which now, according to the AG, is failing of the vacant position and the appointment of the qualifications, qualified. We end up being in that instance due to the fact that supply chain was not following the demarcation policies. But we're also arguing with the AG, we say, when we seek the artist, let's say we are looking for Ringo, we cannot compare Ringo with somebody else. We cannot get an equitation compared to Ringo to come and perform in our theater. So these are where similar challenges we are facing. Wengiru Kumar is the only one Wengiru Kumar. In terms of supply chain districts, you need 3% to procure anything more than, for instance, 100,000, 300,000. But if we need an artist, we cannot compare it with anybody else. So some of those principles are the challenge. I was also referring that matter to the national officers. How can we be assisted to avoid the irregularities which is like against the principles of supply chain in terms of our environment, where we are before you. But we're saying we'll take the matter forward, we'll see to that we're having qualified finance person and supply chain unit to assist in terms of how to explore failure. So how are we going to prevent this matters or us not complying with the supply chain efficiency? The other part is the fruitless, you know, and wasteful and fruitless expenditure. We have about 1.2 million. In that matter, the institution in care that we had our two CEO on a suspension for the particular period, about 2 years, been on the payroll. The matter could not be dealt with. And then one of the manager within the institution, I think, was on also on suspension for almost a year and a half period. So the salaries form part of this irregular, this prudence and wasteful expenditure. The action plan there which was taken, the new council, it took the resolution of dealing with the matter, and as reported now, that matter has been resolved of those two suspension of two ministers and the CEO, and to avoid further payment of their service in terms of suspensions. Well, we said we'll have to go forward and request condolment to the council in terms of those who less and wasteful expenditure. And the council is the one who is appointing the CEO. The other issue was that we had a challenge appointing the internal audit as one of the emphasis matter of the AG. I'll just take the honourable members background or backwards. Initially, when I made the presentation, I alluded to the members about any term of the previous council and the new council. The problem of us in the management to appoint the internal audit by then, we were faced with the ending term while the tender was going on. When the tender ended, the new council had to, their term ended. So we had to re-advertise the tender, which came on board with the new council. So it took us that long in terms of the new council starting in October, and then we re-advertised the tender in terms of appointing the new internal audit. Honestly, to be honest, the internal audit function for that particular year never took place because there was no internal audit being appointed. But Ramabulana was appointed in the new financial year, current financial year, for a period of three years. That tender is allocated about 1.4 million for 3 years. If not 1 year, 1.3 million is for 3 year period, whereby they will be assisting us with the risk management, they will be assisting the institution with the internal control, they will be assisting with all the necessary compliances, could be the labor related, could be the overtime, or be the policies which are not in place in terms of addressing certain issues. Also relating to internal control, particularly the financial system. One of the challenges that we are faced with is on that particular process. The certain issues were raised in terms of the appointment of the Ramabulana by AG. The AG would say, in terms of the fiscal processes, adjudication, evaluation, adjudication, certain company would score certain points, and expectation is that they should be appointed. We said to AG, the function of the adjudication and evaluation is to recommend to the council as to based on the outcome. But the council also takes the decision based on certain principles. I would say in this matter, because the AG would say council should have appointed the highest four bidder, but the council did not take that recommendation due to the fact it was motivated and they deviated in terms of that particular appointment, because promotion of the DEE, those were the motivation towards appointment of the Ramabulana, 100% owned black. And when you look at the highest score in that process, you find it's a joint venture. The particular joint venture challenges in there being who's the ownership of that particular joint venture. So that's the motivation of the council to deviate and appointing the highest score leader in that particular internal audit But AG would feel like, you know, due to the fact that the highest bidder was not appointed, it's irregular appointment. So it's one of the arguments that we're still having with the AG, which has not been resolved, to say, but due to the national federal regulation, allow the council to deviate from certain persons, even if it was recommended the highest bidder, due to their own reasonable, or they giving their own reasons based on the deviation. So I'm just highlighting that to the members in terms of the AG, would they, the appointment was irregular. So the arguing with the AG is still on the same. Moving on, the other matter which was of the emphasis to the AG was the report on the legal and the regulatory requirement, the procurement and contract management. I think it's a similar one the AG based. They refer to the one which was appointed of the internal audit, Ramabula, because they're saying procurement and contract management, supply chain, the contract was awarded to the bidder that did not score the highest score. As I alluded now, the highest score was the joint venture. It was only recommended to the council. Council did not appoint the highest score due to them having their own business. So AG, we are arguing. Now, according to the AG, the regulator is, we are not complying with it. So, as I say, the appointment of certain provider was based on the deviation which was done by management and council. The other regulatory requirement was the expenditure management, which was raised by AG. In terms of AG, what they picked up, which was picked up by AG, was certain reconciliation was not done through the financial year. Just to make the members aware, I was appointed as the CFO March 2011. When I arrived in the institution, I find the financial system which was used was Cisco. The Cisco had its own challenges in terms of it could not provide the institution or it could not accommodate particular reconciliation. I'll refer to the issue of the debtors reconciliation is not done, because the financial system could not accommodate it. Cisco financial system. The bank reconciliation was not done due to the fact the system, the way it was set up, could not accommodate it. Now, when I arrived at the institution, when I picked up the problems, we decided to change, to move away from this system which does not give us what we want. We implemented ECPEC. ECPEC, now we are in a position to do the bank reconciliation. We are in the position to do the debtors reconciliation, the creditors reconciliation. So this is one of the improvements that we have brought to the institution based on the financial system which was enabling us to achieve our goals. Now the changes that we have made, we have went ahead, we implemented ECPEC, which has improved us in a number of compliances. Bank reconciliation, asset the asset management reconciliation has also been able to be done on this financial system. The creditors reconciliation, we can reconcile our stock as well, which we could not do in the previous system. Furthermore, it's the budget. One of the problems the AG raised, as previously referred to, we did not, it seems we have overspent with the 3 million in our budget, because we did not budget for the depreciation in terms of production. So that's a problem or the AG has raised in terms of their concept. But as management, we said, we have to budget for it. Now, I want to make our members aware. Our budget, we send it to our national office. We say we need 2 million. The national office will say, now you have to cut with 20% or 30% because national treasury cannot allocate any of those. So the soft spot for us, we go issues like cash, non-cash, as a depreciation issue. We remove that from the budget. But at the end of the day, we raise the matter with the national offices. How do we go about? But the only answer we got from national is that we have to budget for the depreciation, which increases our budget. Now the problem is that, are we going to be able to be provided with budget that we requested? That is still the challenge that we will face. probably my training could be assisting us in that matter. But they find out from National Treasury. National Treasury will not allocate additional budget for it, but we have budget for education. So it's one of the things that AG raised, that we as management, we said, we have to budget for it, otherwise we're still going to be seen as overspending for the debt particular non-cash item of the education. One of the regularities, requirements AG raised is the leadership issue. I think this was referred to the suspension of the CEO for that particular period for almost 2 years. Now we're saying one of the other key positions within the institution is artistic director. The nerve of the institution and that place seems to have been vacant for quite a number of years. Hence, this Jericho was seconded by the department to assist the institution to put in place the artistic plan. So two key area issues would have been that one of the suspension of CEO, which was making the lack of the leadership within the institution. Also the vacant position of the artistic director within the institution. But as mentioned previously, that those matters have been addressed. As we speak now, in the current year, second quarter, the issue of the suspension of the CEO has been resolved. He resigned. We are taking through the process, the disciplinary process, and within those disciplinary process, negotiation took place and we agreed on certain settlements due to the fact different reasons which was raised in that process. But as we speak currently, the CEO, which the former CEO, is no more in the payroll. Now it's upon the new council or the council to advertise the position to appoint the new CEO so that the leadership challenge within this institution will be resolved. One of the challenges again with the AG raise is the financial and performance management. I'll draw members on the annual report to page 29. I think it's point number 20, achievement of the plan target. The AG has picked up that we plan to achieve targets of 51 outcomes, but we only achieved 22 during the financial year under the review. So which represents 57% of the total plan target that were not achieved during the year. This is the challenge that we are saying. Now, we looked at the reasons why we could not achieve all those. First issue would have been the issue of the lack of leadership, the challenge without having artistic director. And we said the financial part of it is the question of we have to go, as we have appointed the internal audit, that would assist us in terms of the financial performance. The risk management internal audit will be assisting us on that in terms of strengthening the internal control and the procurement of the new financial system. What we have done also in relation to this aspect, we've moved into the workflow system of the aspect, whereby everything will be online. We've improved previous financial year, we've improved human resource with the management of the leave records by implementing what we call ESS. It's the electronic system. you capture your leave and get approved. So we kept all the records, we are able to the approval process take place. Now financially we used to do the requisition, everything manually. Now the e-flow of the aspect, it means we'll be reducing the paperwork, we'll be strengthening our internal control because the e-flow will be able to say when you request this, you want to purchase a pen but you don't have enough budget. It will reflect the red light. You need approval and certain level. So this is one of the improvements that we are putting which will be assisting us to improve on the internal control to avoid the overspending at the end of the financial year. One of the things again which was raised by AD as concern was the issue of the garments. As mentioned in the previous slide, background and overview, that the new council, when it was appointed, the accounting authority functions were done by the executive authority, which was two members of the council, which was the chairperson and one of the members. But due to the advice and the guidance of the national department, say that is against the governance. You, as a council member, you must do your oversight. So that function of accounting officer has to be done by somebody who's senior within the institution. Now, the council took the resolution to appoint the CFO, which is myself, to act as the CEO, to done or to comply with those particular function of accounting officer, to address the governance issues. I think those are all the challenges, those were the matters AG raised in terms of the compliances within the institution. Now the slide, the last slide that before the conclusion is the institutional challenges. Well, these are in line with what AG also raised in terms of their concerns on the emphasis of the leadership issue. Now, we see as management the appointment of the new CEO and artistic director as a problem, because he's the one who does not give the clear direction for the institution. So as that matter of the acting of the CEO on his suspension being resolved, we are looking forward to the council to appoint the new CEO as soon as possible to be able to give this institution a new direction or the clear direction as to where it's supposed to go. And also the issue of the artistic director to resolve. You have a challenge with the acting artistic director because his task is not full time based within the institution. He's within the institution on an ad hoc basis. He comes and directs and he goes away. But one of the issues we say is that we need a permanent resident artistic director, because this is the nerve of the institution. Who would be able to take the institution where it's supposed to be? Now, the position is there, it needs to be filled as soon as possible. So we're saying the sooner those two positions are filled, the leadership issue will be addressed. And one of the issues in terms of the capacity, level capacity within the financial unit is the appointment of the finance minister and the supply chain minister. On those two positions, we already advertised those positions. I think the artistic director position has already been advertised. The finance and supply chain unit has already been advertised. There's been shortlisting that's taken place. We only left with the interview processes to fill the position so that to address some of the challenges that we are faced within the industry. One of the problem is the, I'll just call it personnel or staff costs. This is in connection with the budget allocation in the national budget. The personnel of staff costs take almost 70% of the money allocation, which is a huge challenge. Within that 100%, 70% go away, we are left only with 30%. And the next point is the production or the funding, which has to be covered within that particular 80%. I'll refer to the baseline of the budget being shrinked, and then the staff cost taking the bulk of our allocation. Now this is forcing us to go out and generate additional and more income, of which with the assistance of the CEO directing and the artistic director, we'll be able to achieve raise additional income to cover or to make the institution go better. Referring to production income, we have been appealing to the national department. We say, could we motivate further if the productions that we are hosting, whether in-house or the shows that we are buying outside, it could be separated from the normal allocation of the budget for operations and the staff. Because when you look at, I'll make an example now, our current year artistic program, which deals with the production. The allocation from the current budget is only 4 million, but that particular program to achieve the objectives, it needed about 7 million.
Now we're saying the difference of 2 million will raise it by the income ticket taking or sponsor sponsorship generating or getting the sponsorship. But if you can't get those sponsorships, you can't raise any income. It's those particular challenges that we are facing. But we are still engaging national office on this matter to motivate it further at national treasury. If we can have allocation separately from the operational budget, maybe it can be re-fenced production budget, like as we are faced or we are dealing with the capital waste. That could assist the institution very much. The other problem that the other major challenge that the institution faces is the building or the maintenance budget, which is refers to the ownership of the building. Goes to the similar issue of the infrastructure or capital waste. While I was talking to the members on the infrastructure side, I referred the institution does not own the building. It's still owned by public. It's one of the challenges, which to maintain that building is costing an arm and a leg that the institution does not have. Which in the past, the maintenance budget has been sitting with the public works because public works used to own the building. Now the public works budget, they are not fulfilling the obligation, and while we are in the building dilapidated. Then we run to our mother departments in terms of our infrastructure. This is where we get assistance. It's one of the problems that the institution faces. As soon as this ownership can be resolved or can be clarified to the institution, I think it will be much better. I know in the past, Department of Arts and Culture was talking about opening the unit within the department itself called the infrastructure to deal with the maintenance of the building. Because within the Department of Arts and Culture, there are more institutions which are faced with a similar problem. How to address the issue is to open or to have the unit or the sub-program which deals with the maintenance of the building. The other challenge that we have is the institution, the theater or the stage structure. We try by all means to take the theater to the rural area. We are unable to do that because we don't have, in the past we used to have stage truck where if you go to the rural area, we park the truck there, put the stage, it's got its own built-in stage, got the sound, it's got the play takes place. At the moment, we don't have a truck. We are faced with that particular challenge. We can't take productions to the rural area and an outreach program. Even if like we have that as part of our delivery in our APP, we are unable to do that because we don't have facility or we don't have a capacity to do that. And one of the major problems is that we requested funding from national office to be funded. The response is that capital works, they are not funding the moving and the movable assets, which this one is the movable. So it's one of what we are faced with. We're saying, how are we going to go about it? One of the things, biggest challenge. The capital funding is only funding for immovable assets. I think I've covered on those major challenges. My last slide. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Honourable Members.
And thank you, Honourable Members. That was the presentation by Councillor. Can I request a 10 minute break? There's fresh tea. So after 10 minutes, we can start with the question.